Mudabada Baisai, lessons from the late Parshas Shemini. For many of us still in our state of Ben Hazmanim, Isru Chag in Chutz La'aretz. Yesterday was Isru Chag here in Eretzeinu HaKadosha. As I pointed out on the lessons from the Lev mini edition, had this chus of going to the Kotel yesterday and still feeling Pesach when you see all the Hasidim still wearing their Yontv garb, the white stockings, the Yushalmis with the gold and the strimals. So you still feel it, it's still upon us. And I wanted to speak out a lesson, despite that there is no yeshiva this week. Still, we have the great opportunity to speak out in a very, very beautiful idea, in understanding taking the avodah with us. A year ago, in the height of the difficulties of COVID and the lockdowns, and from what I understand from the shiur I gave last year, it was Pesach, major lockdowns happening. We spoke about the idea of what avoda means when avoda now has been taken from the forefront of our shuls. And Baruch Hashem, as I can tell you from being at the Kotel yesterday, it appeared to me that there was no COVID anymore at all. The way people were acting and no masks, but it is certainly in Eretz Yisrael appears to be returning what we would call back to normal, whatever that normal is. And people are going back to shuls, different minyanim disbanding, and I mean the Baruch Hashem going back to shuls. But ultimately, you have that famous machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban in our parsha, in Parsha Shemini, when we have the dedication of the Mishkan. Is the Mishkan a good thing or not? Meaning, our home should be our own Mishkan. And this, the great Rizhin Rav, my Rebbe, we are from the Hasidus of Rizhin, of Yisrael of Rizhin, says that Vayehi is, we know, marred with, and we've spoken about this in years past, and this is not what we'll speak about. Generally, as the Gemara tells us in Megillah, it's something negative. Vayehi b'mei Achashverosh. And we know it was marred because of the sons Nadav v'Avihu on the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Here it was, Aaron was supposed to be so happy, and he finds out that his children are no longer. But we know that Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, not just a song written by Rav Huttner, but a mantra, and we really felt this way for a year. Many of us were not able to daven in Minyanim. Mami, Mamish, your home has became your Mishkans. Says the Rishna, the Cheta Ego caused the need, the Rabbanu Shalom recognized the need for a physical building. Again, Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, Rambam and the Ramban. But the power that our homes become our sanctuary is, I hope, one that we experience this year in a very special and unique way, and we won't change that. The children, they're able to see their fathers learning Torah in what became the new Beis Medrash. The tefillos with more kavana. So says the Rishna that one should hope that our homes become holy sanctuaries. And therefore, house, bayis, bayit, has the gematria of 412. Lave, our bayis should be the lave, the center, is 32. And that adds up to 444, which is equivalent to mikdash. The message is obvious. Our homes should be the heart of our Jewish focal point. Our shul and our home should not look that much different. There shouldn't be a tata desasre, one place I do this and the other place I do that. We have to transform that. Take the Kedusha. And there's an interesting question. Because on one hand, we are faced with, as we have in our parsha, the psukim that speak about Vayisa Aaron es yodav al ha'am Vayivarchei Vayireid mi asrot hachatas ve'ha'oilo ve'ha'shlamim. The pasuk describes, as the Gemara tells us in Sota and Daf Lamed Ches, that from this pasuk we learn the concept that we know, and those outside of Eretz Yisrael were able to experience on Yontif, duchening. Aaron raises his hands towards the people, and he blesses them. He does a birchas kohanim after he's brought the chatas, the sin offering, after the yoyla, after the shlamim, the peace offering. And we see and understand that when all the korban sibur was done, the korban sibur were done, there was a birchas kohanim that was done. And therefore, Rav Yaakov Emden paskins that in the Morik Tzia, that nowadays the mitzvah of duchening must not be midaraisa, it must be rabbinic in nature, because we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we do not have their korbanos. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that the opinion that is accepted, based on many different sources, that it's midaraisa today. And in fact, the Keren Ora, the Gemara in Sota, Keren Ora brings the Gemara in Sota, quoting his brother, his older brother, Mishnas Yaakov, in a tshuva, in the Sheilas Tshuvas, says that Birchas Kohanim today is midaraisa, despite the fact we have no Korban Tzibor. And this seems to be the majority opinion of most poskim today. And earlier on, the Sefer HaChinuch says this is a Shaar Tzion, as we pointed out. Rav Avadya Yosef quotes this in his Yalkut Yosef. And others. One argues as a machlekes, and I experience this today. Fortunately, our Kohen that we have in our backyard minion went back to school, so he davens in school now, so now we're without a Kohen. But some argue that you need two Kohanim. We always get excited. The Shabbos we had a guest, so there was two Kohanim. That maybe that's the Doraisa obligation. Nonetheless, when we bring a focal point, it's interesting, by the way, just to point out the difficulty in understanding, ani akotan, in understanding the minug of not duchening every day. The Svaridim outside of Eretz Yisrael, of Meir Golvach, was always, in my days, would always go to, after davening, after this, I think it was the 7:45 minyan, he would go to the Svaridic minyan to hear Birchas Kohanim. He said, how could I not hear it? And it's been probably 30 years that he's not in Eretz Yisrael now. He happens to be in Eretz Yisrael, but the question the Rama brings, that it's not our minhag anymore, there's a tirdus, you have to have a besimcha, and we're running to work, whatever it might be. I'm not sure why in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't apply, but whatever it is, it's a running machlokes, not for now. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes that they try to reinstitute this, to have Birchas Kohanim, it didn't work, famous stories, b'chulu, not for now. But again, the concept is there. What is this Birchas Kohanim? So Rav Shechter Shlita, in Nefesh HaRav, and beautifully in the his Sefer on the Parsha, written by Dr. Weissman, brings the idea of Rav Soloveitchik, that the focal point, as we know, the Kohen, when he, here in Eretz Yisrael, we duchen every day, so it happens to be in our minyan again, so the Kohen is a little tzaddik. Call him the little tzaddik. He has a long Shemon Esrei, and I think he has to be a katzir Shemon Esrei, and you see that he always ends the Shemon Esrei right as they're getting to Ritzei. But it creates a little bit of a halachic difficulty, because we know we want to wait for the Kohanim to go up during Ritzei. So if Soloveitchik asks, what is unique and special about Ritzei? So, firstly, Ritzei immediately, of course, follows our bakashos of Shema Kolenu. The Kalba Barachim V'Rotzon Es Tefilaseinu. It's our tefillah that the Rabbanu Shalom will accept with favor all that we have just said. And that's why, of course, we add there our personal tefillahs. And the very next bracha, we say, Ritzei, be favorable. Hashem Elokeinu ba'amcha Yisrael tzulasa. Doesn't that seem to be the same request as Rav Soloveitchik? The Kabbal Barachim and Ratzon Tzulaseinu, then we literally, right after, a few words later, accept our tefillos. Says Rav Soloveitchik that the Bracha of Ritzei was recited by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash after they sprinkled the blood of the Korban Tamid to ensure that the Korban would be accepted with great favor. And this is what the Mishnah in Tamid tells us. Thus, the return Ritzei comes from the word Ritzui. And the vast majority of your time, says Rav Soloveitchik, it's used in Tanakh, right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. We learn later on, Pirgul Hulo Yirtze, the korban that was eaten too late is rejected, it's not accepted, it's not beritzoi. And the Baal HaTanya, in Igeres HaTshuva, in the second parak, explains that the pasuk in Yeshaya that explains by Atzom v'hiyu ratzon l'Hashem, can such be a fast I choose, says Yeshayahu, Yeshayah Novi, do you call this fast a day of favor to Hashem? The term is ritzoi in relation to a tanis, because, says the Baal HaTanya, a fast day has the element of offering a korban. The fat of our bodies is lessened somewhat. This is in line with the idea that tefillah, Rav Sheshis added onto the conclusion of Ishmon Esrei, when there was a tanis, a yihi rotzon. We know the Gemara in Brachas tells us all these yihi rotzon, some we have adopted today, some nusach svartzei. We are famously, of course, say, shehibana beis hamikdash meheru v'yameinu. But there were others. So he said, yihi rotzon, that my fat and blood that have been decreased should be the korban. So we say on Yom Kippur, I heard from Rabbi Neuberger, that on Yom Kippur in the davening, that's what we say. Like in Musaf, we talk about that we are the korban. We're offering ourselves, if you will, to Hashem. Donating, if you will, the fat that we are not using today in our eating. Thus, the innovation of Ritzei is that the bracha, we add a request that our tefillos will be accepted as a korban. Not just that tefillos will be listened to, what physically the Rabbeinu Sholem, spiritually what we want from him, but the tefillos themselves will be considered a korban. When we lay in all these parshios in Sefer Vayikra, sometimes it's difficult. Karbanos, what does that have to do with us? Says Rav Soloveitchik, says the Baal HaTanya, this exactly has to do with us. This is exactly what we want our tefillahs, our avoda, to be that. I think it's Rav Usher Weiss who says that the word avoda is really Eved Hashem. Right? That we're saying, hey, we just left Mitzrayim, we're not avodim to the power of Mitzrayim, but we're an Eved Hashem. Avoda is, I want to show that. And through tefillah, we show that three times a day. And certainly throughout our day, we should be davening to Hashem, thanking Him for everything He's given us. And that's the famous concept Rav Schechter speaks about, Be'arichas, in Nefesh HaRav, and Rav Soloveitchik has, of course, written about the idea of tefillah Hatzibor, that in my private Shemona Esrei, my Ritzei is my Korban Yachid. But the Shliach Sibor, when he says Ritzei in Chazar HaSashatz, it's not just only for the people who were not able to daven, or not Bekiyim B'davening, but I've converted that Korban Yachid now to a Korban Sibor. That's why it's so important to not talk during Chazar HaSashatz. That's why it's so important to pay attention and to say Amen. That's the Tefillah HaTzibor. As Rav Soloveitchik so beautifully pointed out, Rav Soloveitchik was machbid to have his feet together the whole time because they're two different tefillos. They're part and parcel. They have to go together with each other, but they're so important. They're distinct. Tefillah Bitzibor is the silent Shemona Esrei. But all those tefillos are brought together with the minion, with the 10 people, the more, the hundreds, Barovah Hadras Melech, to a tefillah HaTzibor, says Rav Soloveitchik. As if we were in the Beis HaMikdash, bringing that korban. And that makes sense, and in light of this, this gave a lot of comfort to a lot of people when we had a daven alone. The Shulta Giborim in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Beis in the Dapei Arif, that writes that the Shliach Sibor is able to be Moitze Amshe Basadois. What does it mean, Am Sheba Sados? Not that they were in shul. Not the people that didn't know how to daven. They were mamish in the Sada. They weren't able to attend tefillah. But because it was a korban sibur, just like I didn't need to be in the Beis HaMikdash when a korban was brought, the korban atamid every day, when a korban sibur was brought, I didn't need to be there. This is not the case with the tekiya shofar, tefillah in the morning. You can't tell your friend, hey, buddy, I'm a little tired. Can you put tefillin on for me? Can you hear Megillah for me? We don't say that. But here we do say that idea. If you're not able to go to shul for whatever reason, being Mekayim Mitzvahs Midaraisa sometimes, listening to what our doctors tell us, what the World Health Order, whatever it might be, you could be Mekayim that idea. Very beautiful idea. And therefore, Rav Schachter points out, Rav Shlomo HaKohen, who was the Abbasin of Vilna in the late 1800s, he said that the beautiful tefillah that we said, and we in Eretz Yisrael only say, as in Chutzlaik as well, say, Dafka, by Yontif Birchas Kohanim, so beautifully, the Seir of Lefanecha. It's a gorgeous tefillah. Say lefanecha. May it be we're an entreaty to become pleasing before you, Hashem. What? Ka'ilah k'korban. We mamish say it straight out. As if it's a korban. Which is recited just before Birchas Kohanim. It's part and parcel of it. Even though we don't have a korban sibur, we say to the Rabbanu Shalom, that's what a Birchas Kohanim is. And that's maybe why it's midaraisa. It infuses the level of our tefillah and how important it is to have a tefillah b'tzibur. That's the theme of the bracha v'rtzeh. The transformation, the seir lefanecha, transforms. And that's what duchening is all about. Duchening is to ascend. Dafka during Ritzeh, as the Gemara tells us in Sota, as we said, is the halacha. Because it's part and parcel of this tefillah b'tzibur becoming tefillah hatzibur on a daraisa obligation. Yes, it's interesting, ends off the Mishkanos Yaakov, that our tefillah, although most probably, at least according to the Ramban, is rabbinic in nature, all of a sudden, the Chazaras HaShatz maintains the status of De'oraisa with Chazaras HaShatz, with Duchening. So when we read these parshas, I always like to say that, you know, we think that Maisa Avos Simon Labanim is something that's reserved for Sefer Bereishis. But all of our parshas is a Maisa Avos Simon Labanim. Rapam would finally say that when we talk about the parshas, it's relating to us. And when we talk about the korbanos, how do we bring that's what our tefillah is all about. That's the importance of Chazaras HaShatz. There are many different takanas that were made. I don't call them takanas, but different rabbis, because of COVID, and certainly I'm not questioning them. And one in some shuls were, certainly when people were davening outside and it was cold, Heicha Kedusha. What do we need a Chazar Sashatz for anyway? No, we see the beauty and the importance of it. It's Oylik HaKorban. A tefillah can come to a place where we are Mesadir the tefillah ourselves in our own tefillah, and then we have Chazar Sashatz. How important that is. To remind ourselves that yes, we are tied always to Kabbanos. If you think for a moment about Birchas Kohanim, how remarkable it is. We're not bringing Korbanos anymore. Yes, the Machlekes Korban Pesach, we should, can we? What are we doing? But you all of a sudden, yes, we give an Aliyah to the Kohen, it's true, and the Levi, yes. But all of a sudden, the Kohen, you think about on Yom Tov and here in Eretz Yisrael every single day, the Zchus of having a symbol of what it was like. But says Rosh Halvej, it's not what it was like. You just made your tefillah into a daraisa tefillah. You just made it into a korban sibur. Yes, we don't have it. Nishan parm sevasein. We have tefillah today. That's why tefillah was invented. What a gorgeous idea. The Mishkan's dedicated dafka, of course, in Nisan. We still have more than a week to work on these ideas of what Nisan is all about. The Geula. Making our tefillah special, miyuchot. So yes, maybe we could say, maybe this will be my title, you could bring korbanos today. The korbanos we bring today, this is it. Making our tefillah special. Reminding us of how special tefillah b'tzibur is. I'll end just with a ha'ora. I was in America, I was speaking to a friend, and I said to him, what are you doing now with Minyan? It's so difficult, you know, that everybody's got their different rules and people are still davening outside. And he says, what do you mean, Minyan? I haven't davened in a Minyan in almost a year. I said, excuse me? He says, I'm done, that's it. I don't have to anymore. And certainly there are reasons, and you speak to your Rav, but as we seem to be getting out of this, that the first thing we should do is, well, how can we make minyan, obviously, in a mutter way and adhering to all the regulations and taking the utmost precautions and cautions and erring on the side of caution? Come on, though. Don't you want your tefillah to be turned into a korban? To be turned from a level derabanan to daraisa? To be a korban sibur? Wow, what a great opportunity. We should be zeicha that this preparation of Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu Ba'amcha Yisrael Islason V'sheves Avoida the Dvir Beisecha, we should be zeicha that we're not just walking to the Kotel, but we're going up to Har Habayis. And truly, Har Habayis would be Adena with B'ez Goyel Tzedek in the month of Geula, with the Bayis Shlishi, B'Korav Mamish. We should be zeicha to see it very, very soon.